A person who was Mayavadi became a devotee chanting 16 rounds with the same past impression state. How can we help them? Yes, this will take time. Just as if somebody comes from a scientific background, that person may have a very analytical nature. Anything that doesn't make scientific sense, that will always keep popping up. Oh, there is this description of Jambudvip, there is this description of cosmology, this description. How can it make sense? So we all come with a particular baggage. And when we come with that baggage, that creates certain difficulties for us in the practice of austerity. So we have to be sensitive. Like when we go through immigration, at that time there is a security check. And then the security people tap the body, check if there are any concealed weapons or anything. So at that time they ask, well, do you have any sensitive spots? Do you have any spots where maybe you have done some surgery or done something? So if you have some sensitive spots, then you will tell them that they will not tap or touch over there. And then you are more careful in touching over there. So like that, all of us have certain sensitive spots. And we have anything that taps or touches those sensitive spots, we have to be careful. It is going to create some extra range. Just like for Sarvabhauma, that Muktipada is a Daya Bhava. Hearing that Muktipada, that itself was a sensitive spot. So in this case, it evoked the opposite reaction. He just wanted to reject everything in person. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that is also not healthy. So Radha Dvesha Vimukta Vispa. In Sarvabhauma, there is almost like a dvesha of the impersonal idea. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, don't be like that. So in our case, there might be some Rav. There is some attachment to them. So it's just a sensitive spot we have based on our past condition. And we need to deal with it appropriately. So especially if we find some doubts coming up, then we need to associate with the devotees who have studied the refutation of impersonalism deeply and get deeper answers. That's one thing, if it's an intellectual thing. Then, if it is more of an emotional thing, then we can try to study those pastimes of Krishna which evoke spiritual emotions within us and cherish those pastimes. We'll be singing Vaishnava songs, especially songs which evoke the mercy of Krishna. Those songs can also help us become more and more attracted to Krishna, and thus we can actually move closer and closer to Him. So, each of us will have some sensitivities and we'll have to deal with them appropriately. So that can either involve deepening our intellectual conviction or triggering our spiritual emotions as is appropriate.